It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A resident in a long-term care facility in southeast Colorado County has tested positive for the new coronavirus. Until recently, Bent County was one of a few in the state without any known cases. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The resident of Bent County Healthcare Center was asymptomatic, but tested positive for the virus. This is the county's second case overall. The first isn't associated with the center. Executive Director of Bent County Public Health, Omer Tamir, says as restrictions continue to ease around the state, he expects cases to increase in the county.
Really, the goal here by us locally, it wasn't to make sure that nobody ever gets this. You know, that's fighting a losing battle. The goal was to give local public health agencies, the hospitals, everyone a chance to prepare, so as to slow it down.
The department is still investigating the source of the exposure. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
RTD is taking applications for a new general manager. The pandemic has forced cuts in transit service. RTD's next chief will take over as many commuters decide how and when to return to work. A new study on prairie voles by CU Boulder details the brain activity that shows a desire to be with a partner. Prairie voles are among the 5% of mammals that mate for life. Voles are about the size of mice. Lead researcher Zoe Donaldson says her team used tiny cameras to view parts of the voles' brains.
What we brought to the table is being able to look at individual cells and how they're active when an animal is choosing whether or not to be with their partner. So a level of resolution that prior to this, scientists hadn't been able to achieve.
Donaldson says the study could help develop therapies for autism, depression, and other mental health issues. The U.S. Forest Service says it wants to buy land around Sweetwater Lake in Garfield County. The Colorado Sun reports the agency has ranked the purchase among its top 10 acquisition priorities for 2021. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.